This is an iHeart podcast.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race to you. These days are all.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't get nervous. Don't get nervous. It is. Keep that song on, Chris. Keep that song on. We got. You know it's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, right? So we show up and there's always a ton of emails on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I don't even know how many we had that went something like this one. Hey Jesse, got off work at midnight, and I usually listen to your show on the drive home. I waited and waited and waited, and all I got was the song from the TV series Happy Days over and over again. Now I'm in bed and I have that beeping song on my mind. Laugh out loud. Thanks a lot. Love the show, brother. Apparently, there was some snafu, technical snafu. I guess it wasn't on our end, but I don't know how many stations across the country. It was all the stations. Oh my gosh, it was every station. That's hilarious. I get a message from Chris or Michael. One of you texted me last night and said, Happy Days has been playing for 15 minutes instead of the show. And I said, I texted him back. I said, that's a great song. That's awesome. You should know if you were serenaded to 15 minutes of Happy Days last night, which apparently all of you were. For once, that actually wasn't our fault. It was not our fault. I was here. I swear I was actually talking on the radio. I have no idea how this radio thing works. I'm too new to this. Some of the wires got crossed somewhere, and some of you got Happy Days. Chris, I guess I probably should ask you this during the break. Can they download the podcast, or are they going to get happy? The podcast is fine. Okay, so hey, if you want to see what you missed in that 15-minute window, the podcast is totally good. You have to download the podcast at iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Sorry, that was probably a dirty move. We thought it would be hilarious to open the hour with the Happy Days theme just to have people. I wonder how many people were just cussing the radio. Oh, no, not again. I love that show, Happy Days. I get accused of being an old soul a lot. I bet you I know why I am. Because whenever I was allowed to watch TV when I was a kid, I watched all the stuff my parents watched. Like, I didn't watch anything modern. I watched Mary Tyler Moore. I watched The Andy Griffith Show. I watched Happy Days. Yep, Chris, I watched I Love Lucy. Big Dukes of Hazzard family. Like, I watched all the older stuff. And maybe that's why I am the way I am. Maybe that's why I'm offensive, Chris. I'm naturally offensive. It comes so easy for me. Like, the headline here is the first female Tour de France descends into chaos after a massive pileup. And we're not gonna sit here and we're not gonna make any women driver jokes or anything like that. Actually, yes, we are. That's freaking hilarious. Dr. Jesse. I know that the system is going to attempt to destroy any Republican running for president. I keep going back and forth about the best chance we have to defeat the communists. Do we want an older, potentially wiser Trump who knows what he's in for, or a younger, more vigorous DeSantis who may not fully grasp the level of evil he's up against? No matter who it is, they have to have cojones of steel. I used to think Trump was going to be great, bring new politics, but I think he seriously underestimated how bad it was going to be. What does the Oracle think? Says I can say his name. His name is Drew. All right, let's look. This is clearly a conversation we're going to have a lot between now and whoever wins the nomination in 2024. And that's fine. Look, that's fine. We're all looking for the next guy, right? We're all looking forward to having, this guy gone.
It's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Some of you will see a lot of similarities between the beginning of the Build Back Better initiative. It's not all of it, but we've moved a long way.
Does Joe Biden slur his words a lot, or is it just me? Listen to the beginning of this whole thing. He sounds like I sounded about 11 o'clock last night.
It's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022.
It's called the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022.
Today, Junior!
All right. Let's talk Trump DeSantis. Let's deal with Trump and what he went through first. As you know by now, I was a huge Ted Cruz guy in the primary, in that 2016 primary, and I hated Donald Trump, despised him. I thought he was going to be not very conservative. I just thought he was going to be a disaster. And then he wins the nomination, which I was mad about, but hey, he's obviously better than Hillary Clinton, so I went on out there in 2016 and I pulled that lever for Trump enthusiastically, right? But still very pessimistic. Then Donald Trump gets in there and simply impressed the living daylights out of me with the things he was able to get done, deregulating the economy, renegotiating crappy trade deals. His foreign policy is much more in line with mine. The dude secured the border. I mean, the dude was awesome, right? But he didn't understand what he was up against. He didn't understand. I mean, everyone calls it the deep state now, but he really didn't understand just how deep the communist rot within our administrative state was. He didn't grasp it. In his defense, who did? I mean, I didn't. Maybe you did. I didn't. I knew it was bad. I didn't know it was going to be that bad. It's so bad he got impeached twice from within his own government over nothing. You realize they impeached the man over nothing twice? 2-year Russian collusion investigation based on nothing. We all know. I mean, it really is shocking. So is he wiser to that? Well, every indication out there is that he is wiser to that. That he is wiser to that. He's talking about cleaning out the FBI, talking about cleaning out the administrative state. I think these are good things. Frankly, I don't think I will be able to vote in the 2024 primary for any Republican who doesn't make it a vocal commitment that he will clean out or attempt to clean out the administrative state. That's the most dangerous thing happening in the country right now. Trump is already talking about doing it. That's a very, very good thing. There are negatives, though, too. There are. You can't get around them. We're not going to wave anybody's pom-poms, are we? Put down your freaking pajamas. Don't wear anybody's pajamas, ever. Never wear someone's pajamas. There are negatives. Donald Trump's hiring and firing were indefensible. They were simply indefensible. You brought Omarosa into your White House? Come on, man. Let's be serious. Rex Tillerson for Secretary of State. You hired John Bolton. Man, come on. You got to be better than that. And as long as we're on the negatives, handing the country to Dr. Fauci is one of the worst presidential decisions any president has ever made. And it cost him a second term. Obviously, we know that now because the mail-in ballots and all the idiocy that came from the lockdown stuff. But he is older and wiser. And maybe he is the guy. Which brings us to Ron DeSantis. Ron DeSantis is very impressive. As you mentioned, does Ron DeSantis know, does he fully understand, like Trump now fully understands, just how deep the rot goes? I mean, picture what this would be like. Picture you get elected president of the United States of America, and you have to go, you have a briefing. You have a daily brief given to you by national security people. Imagine the head of the CIA comes and sits in your office. The head of the NSA, he joins him. They come and sit down in your office, and you're the newly elected president of the United States of America. Imagine what it's like to sit down there as president and have to assume that that CIA director and NSA director are actually communist partisan hacks who want to destroy you. That's a lot to overcome, man. That's a lot to overcome. That's what Trump went through. It's what he'll go through again if he wins it again. It's what Ron DeSantis will face if he runs in the primary and wins. It's what they're both going to face. Who do we pick? I'm here to tell you, make them compete for your vote. You can love them both. You can hate them both. You can have someone else in mind. I don't care. Have someone else in mind. Maybe you're a Kristi Noem fan. Big fan over here. Quit, Chris. Maybe you're a Kristi Noem fan, a Cruz fan. Maybe you're a weirdo who likes Nikki Haley. Maybe you're one of these people. That's fine. Make them go compete for your vote again. Make them run in a primary and make them get on stage and say, no, I'm the guy who will clean out the FBI. No, I'm the guy who's going to secure the border. No, make them go earn your vote. Don't ever wear a politician's pajamas. Make them work for you. Use them and then discard them. Because that's exactly how they feel about you. All right. What do I want to hunt? Do I even want to hunt? People have questions about the governors, what GOP states and governors should be doing. And someone wants to know about my spirit bird. What in the world? All that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to that, you do me a favor. Go to chalk.com right now. C-H-O-Q.com. And I want you to click on the male vitality stack. And I want you to get one for yourself. Or, if you're a lady, I want you to get one for your husband. Fellas, I want you to go and get a female vitality stack for the wife. Ladies, or get one for yourself. I want you to do this because I've been on a male vitality stack for about 6 months. The difference in how I feel, my energy level is palpable. Shouldn't feel this good at 41 for sure, especially 41 who enjoys eating meat lovers pizzas. Go to chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com, male vitality stack, female vitality stack. Get the lit powder. These are all natural herbal supplements, natural. Use the code Jesse because it gets you 35% off the entire store. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, that's just mean. Look, I know that's mean. I know it's wrong. And it's just a wrong thing to do to everybody after the whole Happy Days fiasco last night. But I already warned you I'm a bad person. I think that's funny. I thought that was funny. I thought it was funny to do it twice in a row. I'm sorry, all right? It won't happen again, probably. Dear Cowboy King Grillmaster Samurai. Been listening to the show for a while now and absolutely love it. Usually listen to the podcast the next day while I'm at work. I was born and raised in Ohio Valley, 40 minutes south of Steubenville. That's where I was born, Steubenville, Ohio. Left for years, joined the Army. Wife and I came back, started a family. My question, if you could go on any hunt anywhere in the world, what animal would you hunt for? You can use my name. It's Mikey. Thanks for all you do. God bless you and your family. I have a confession to make. And this is going to make me sound like a huge wuss, probably. But whatever. Here's what it is. I grew up hunting with my dad. I've told you before, in Ohio, we had beagle dogs. We would go out, used beagles to go hunt rabbits. He'd grab his shotgun. And I was so small, all I had was a little toy gun, back when toy guns were awesome. And I'd go walking through the bush with my dad hunting rabbits. As I got older, he started teaching me weapon safety at a very young age. And I'm talking at the age of 7 or 8 years old. I would take a 410 shotgun or a 22, a little Ruger 22, and I would just go out into the woods and I'd just go shoot stuff all day long. I'd go shoot squirrels. I'd go just that's what I did. I know that's really white trash in country, but I'm white trash, okay? I invented white trash, all right? I love Velveeta. I am white trash. I can't help it. And then we moved to Montana. Montana's a hunter's paradise. A hunter's paradise. There's antelope and mule deer, which are bigger than white-tailed deer, you southerners, and there's elk, and there's pheasant, and I was always hunting with my dad, because that's what my dad loved to do, and he wanted me to come along, and so I'd go, and so I'd go kill an antelope, and I'd go kill this, I'd go kill that with my dad, and I enjoyed it. I treasure these times. Time spent outdoors with your dad, whether you're hiking, hunting, fishing, whatever you're doing, those are times a boy always remembers, right? And again, we still get to do it, just got back from Alaska with him. All that said, maybe I'm getting soft. Maybe I'm getting older. I don't have an appetite to hunt anymore. Definitely not big game at all. I enjoy just for the time I get to spend with my sons. You know, we go fight communist doves in South Texas every year. These doves come in and they think they're going to spread communism. So me and the boys go down and fight for America and we shoot them out of the sky. But even that's not about, I mean, not taking some special joy in blasting a few doves. I'm enjoying being with my sons, teaching them about weapons, having conversations about things, talking, right? I don't really have a desire to do much hunting anymore. And I don't know why that is. It's not, I haven't turned into some animal rights guy, although I will be honest with you about something. I don't think I'd ever want to hunt an animal that was like a big predator because I think they're so cool. Like where we went, we just got back from Alaska fishing, and that's a big, it's on Kodiak Island. So you go hunt these 10-foot Kodiak bears, these giant bears. I have nothing against it. There's no judgment, but I don't want to go kill a bear. I think bears are some of the most awesome creatures. I don't want to kill a bear. I don't want to kill an elephant. I think elephants are really cool. I don't want to kill a lion. I think lions are awesome and scary and awesome. Now, a deer is just a big rat. I would kill one, but I don't really have a desire to do so. I've kind of grown into a fishing guy. Am I soft now, Chris? Am I soft now? Why? Yeah, I enjoy being outdoors, enjoy chilling with it. It's not like I don't enjoy weapons. I just don't, what, Michael? Oh, that hurts, Michael. That's not necessary. Michael said it's an old man thing. Maybe it's as simple as that. Maybe it is. Maybe it's an old man thing. I just don't have a desire to shoot a bunch of animals anymore. And I've killed a bunch of them. It's just not my thing anymore. Jesse, what is your spirit bird? Everyone has one. What is a living bird species that best represents your life? Consider type, color, size, and lifestyle. I don't have a spirit bird, you weirdo. I don't know, maybe an ostrich or something like that. Jesse, I'm not sure this will get to Jesse or the show, but I try to listen every day. Well, here you go, buddy. I hate people just as much as you do. I don't hate people. Do I hate people? I don't hate people. I'm wondering why if Merrick Garland can go after Trump for not acting fast enough in January 6th, why should he or others not go after the mayors or governors who allowed the riots and destruction of government buildings in 2020? Would they not be culpable too? Should that not be looked into as well? Why are Republicans so cowardly with attacking them? See, this is the real question. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. West Virginia, what a great underrated state, by the way. West Virginia, they've decided to play offense. These gigantic finance firms like BlackRock and Morgan Stanley and others who have decided to go all in on ESG and attack the coal industry and go all in on the climate change stuff. West Virginia has banned those financial firms from receiving any state money. That's awesome. Why are they alone? Why isn't every single red state joining them in a combined effort to attack those communist financial institutions? If every single red state joined together, they would be able to give horrible losses to those financial institutions. Why hasn't that already happened? Back to your question. If they're going to haul Donald Trump in and try to indict Donald Trump for inciting January 6th, which he obviously didn't do, we have what he said on camera. This is not some mystery. We have what he said on camera. If they're going to indict Donald Trump, the right move is not to whine about it. The right move is not to complain about it. It's not to point out the hypocrisy. The right move is to take your state AGs, your state attorneys general, and start hauling Democrats in. Start sending subpoenas to Democrats. The only way to make this stuff stop is to make them taste it. Remember, the communist only understands fear and pain. You're never going to appeal to his sense of fairness or his sense of morality. He has no morality. He has no sense. He has no value system. Not really. He is a devout servant of a religion of death and destruction, the religion of communism. You're never going to appeal to him for any of these things. You have to intimidate him. Fear and pain. Democrats should be getting subpoenas right now from red states. They're not. That's the reason this insanity is still going on. Because Republicans don't know how to make them feel fear. And they should. All right. Someone is very, very worried the midterm elections are going to be fixed. There's going to be cheating. And that is definitely a worthwhile conversation to have. Someone else has questions about MK Ultra, the Air Force, guidance for their son, and heels. Hang on.
Stop. Stop, Chris. It's just cruel at this point in time. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show during the show if you want. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions, all those can be emailed into jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Look, that Trump or DeSantis question is going to be batted around for a couple years now until they get it worked out. I've told you before, make them all fight. I want everyone to get in. I don't have one that I want him in and him out. I want everyone in. I want Trump in. I want DeSantis in. I want Cruz in. Nikki Haley in. Kristi Noem in. Pompeo in. Everyone get in and you go earn my vote. Not the vote I already gave you. You go earn a new vote in 2024. We're in bad trouble right now. You stand on that stage in the debate and you tell me why you're going to fight the communists harder than everyone else on that stage. That's what we should all be rooting for. We tend to not root for that because they're for two different reasons. One, and both these reasons are bad reasons, by the way, and I'll explain why. One, maybe you're sitting there saying right now, maybe you're saying, no, that's stupid. It'll split resources. Everyone should just get behind Trump, or everyone should just get behind DeSantis and get everyone out. Okay? What happened in 2016 when there were 95 Republicans running? Seemed to work out just fine, didn't it? Which brings me to the second reason people say they don't want that. No, we don't need to hurt each other. Let's not hit each other and hurt each other. It hurts us. 2016 was the nastiest presidential primary I have ever seen in my entire life. At one point in time, Trump and Marco Rubio were standing on the stage making fun of each other's size. Let's just put it that way, in case you've forgotten. That was a vicious, nasty mud fight of a primary. Seemed to work out just fine in the end when Donald Trump beat Hillary Clinton. When our candidates fight each other, we get uncomfortable and we think they're hurting each other or they're draining resources. No, they're tempering each other. When you run for office, there are so many things that go into it beyond TV commercials. You have to have a network of fundraising. Of people who set up donor networks for you in each and every state. You have to have a network of volunteers who will do things for you, make phone calls, knock on doors, t-shirts, bumper stickers. You have to have an army for online stuff now. Social media stuff, YouTube, television commercial production. That takes so many people, and you need to get the right people in place. And if you are handed the keys, if you're just handed a primary, oh, well, let's just hand it to him. I love him. Hand it to him. Then it doesn't force you to be sharper and better. It doesn't let you know. If you hand the primary to someone, no, everyone get out of the way. Just hand it to Ron DeSantis. I just want Ron DeSantis to be the guy. How will Ron DeSantis ever know that his field coordinator in Iowa is an absolute idiot if you just hand him the keys to a primary? You have to make them compete so they find out where their weak spots are in their campaign. Presidential campaigns are, think about them like gigantic corporations, gigantic companies. What makes corporations better? What makes them better? The big corporation that sets up shop across the street. That's what makes them better. Not that I shop at either of these places, but why are Walmart's prices low? I loved you, Walmart, until you kicked out Mike Lindell, by the way. But why are Walmart's prices low? Are they just good guys? Their prices are low because Target's there. The same works with candidates. There's so much that goes into running a campaign. Make them fight each other so at the back end of it, whoever emerges will be the one who's better, sharper, stronger, ready to earn your vote. All right? Dear, I don't know how to say this word. Pulchritudinous one? All right, I'm going to read it phonetically. You're going to walk through this with me here. Papa, uniform, Lima, Charlie, hotel, Romeo, India,
Tango, Uniform, Delta, India, November, Oscar, Uniform, Sierra. Even reading through it that way, I have no idea what this word means. Anyway, there are claims that there will be a Republican landslide this November. How do we know they will not fix the elections in the wee hours like they did in 2020? Has anything been done anywhere in the USA to prevent this? Yes, you can use my name. I'm still stuck behind enemy lines in New Jersey. All right. Hear me out. What happened in 2020, if you actually dig into where we have evidence of malfeasance, what happened in 2020, obviously they used the drop boxes, correct? I mean, we all know that by now. But where the real dirty stuff happened, where the real cheating happened, it happened in these huge urban areas that are entirely controlled by the Democratic Party. New York City is a great example. Shout out to the great 710 WOR, by the way. New York City is a great example. There's no Republican power structure in New York City, not politically. It's a Democrat machine now. Well, if you want to cheat, you can put the machine into effect in New York, and that's where you can get your cheating done. That same stuff happens in Chicago. Philadelphia is famous for it. Atlanta. Madison, Wisconsin is a place where a lot of cheating went on in the 2020 election. We know that because there were precincts there that had 100% voter turnout. That's unheard of. That didn't happen. There's cheating. That's how you know people were cheating. I'm not saying there won't be cheating again in 2020. There undoubtedly will. But what we saw, or in 2022, but what we saw in 2020, it wasn't cheating everywhere. At least that I haven't seen evidence of that. What we saw in 2020 was cheating in the areas that are these blue fortresses, these communist-held fortresses, where they have a machine in charge. Like Madison, Wisconsin, there's a blue machine that runs that place, and you can turn it on and turn it off. In 2022... that's less of a problem because we're not dealing with a presidential election where all the votes from this state, you know, all the electoral college votes will go to whoever gets the most votes from this state. We're dealing with individual congressional districts, most of which are outside of the urban areas. The ones that are in the urban areas are your solid blue ones anyway. You don't have to worry about. I'm not telling you don't worry. There won't be any cheating. Of course, there will be some cheating. I'm telling you, it's not going to be near the problem in 2022 that it was in 2020, simply based on location. When we talk about election cheating and cheating here and cheating there and cheating there, understand where it happens. It wasn't everywhere. All right, there was. I live in a blood red county in Texas. There hasn't even been an accusation of election cheating in my county. There wasn't cheating going on here. Why? There's no Democrat machine that runs this area. You would never be able to pull it off. But when you get to a place, well, again, like I said, Madison, Wisconsin, each and every part of the electoral system, of the election system, each and every part of it is controlled by a Democrat. Down to the person who's handing you your I voted sticker. They're all Democrats. Now that's a machine that gives you the ability to cheat. All right. Somebody has a question about the end game of China. Why is China locking down its citizens too? Someone needs advice about their son. Some lady needs advice about heels or cowboy boots. We're going to give all that advice still on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. But that's all got to come after you switch your cell phone service. If you have Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile, and I'm not passing any judgment. I have had actually all three of those at one point in time. T-Mobile is the one I just switched from. If you have those, every single month when you pay that bill, it probably comes out automatically on your credit card. Every single month when you pay that bill, you are funding people that hate you and your country and your values. That's just the fact. We have to start getting a lot more aggressive, breaking up the government corporate partnership. Switching to Pure Talk is one of the easiest ways you can do that. They're on the same 5G network. If you need an extra incentive, you're going to save a fortune. Average family saves over $900 a year. Our payment for all four lines, it was cut in half. Cut in half. Keep your number, keep your phone, get a new number, brand new fancy phone, and it's easy. It takes less than 10 minutes. From your cell phone, dial pound 250 Say Jesse Kelly, and that'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250 Say Jesse Kelly.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
I'm not going to lie, Chris. I'm making an executive decision here, my friend. That song is officially in the permanent rotation around here. Chris, I love that song. Tell me that song doesn't make you feel good. Now, granted, I know you never watched it. You're such a child. I'm sure you were born in 96. Jeez, that's 3 years before I graduated high school. You're such a baby. Oh, my word. Anyway, it was a great show. It was a great show. If you watch it, you'll see a character on there, Fonzie or the Fonz. You'll notice right away, wow, that's a real Jesse-like character. If you ever look, what, Chris? If you ever watch it, you'll notice. It's definitely very similar to me. Well, very similar to me. Dear Oracle, my wife is a Chinese immigrant, so I hear a lot more about what's going on in China than your average American. They have been locked down for 3 to 4 months now. My wife and I have been trying to figure out what the heck they are thinking. China is laser focused on their economy, and their goal is to overtake America ASAP, and this doesn't help them achieve their goal. However, I think I figured out what their end game is. China shutting down hurts the world, not only China. China has leveraged many poorer countries with loans that as important ports and mines as collateral if they should default. They've done this to many African countries as well as Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka is asking China to help with their financial problems. China has refused. I think they want to force weaker countries into default so they can acquire strategic goals. What are your thoughts? Says, love the show. All right. I'm not going to sit here and pretend to understand the China strategy when it comes to this, because I'll be honest, this is something that has bothered me for at least a year now. At the beginning, it didn't. I understood China was locking everything down and really trying to get the world to follow suit, and they were successful. But why would you keep locking everything down? China's killing itself. Have you seen any of those online pictures about the port situation in China? Because they keep locking down places like Shanghai. Well, the world is going into Shanghai to try to pick goods up, and they can't pick the goods up. It's a really, really bad situation. On to your theory. I don't think it's a bad theory. Remember, in case you don't know what he's talking about, China has an initiative, okay? And the initiative is this. They are going into poor countries, and they're helping them out. Helping them out. How are they helping them out? Well, it's called the Belt and Road Initiative, right? The belt, like the belt around your waist, and road, like roads. They're finding these poor countries that have critical resources. Remember, there's something I take for granted. You probably take it for granted. We think everything we need for the stuff we use, that it's all just here somewhere. That it's just laying in the ground in America somewhere. No, there are places out there, places like Congo, there are places out there where there are critical resources everyone in the world wants and needs for various forms of technology, chips and things like that. No, not the Doritos, the other kind of chips. China has been, very aggressively going into these countries that have critical resources but don't have a solid government structure, or they're really poor. And China's been going in there and saying, hey, man, you know what you guys need around here? You need some modern facilities. Hey, let's get you some paved roads. Let's improve your country. We're going to need a few things from you in return. But what they're doing is getting the foot in the door. They're getting the foot in the door, and they are acquiring resources and acquiring the rights to resources, critical resources around the world. China doesn't do things by accident. They don't do things when they haven't thought them through. Trust me, they've thought all these things through, and I'll be honest, them locking down their economy creeps me out because I can't tell what the angle is, But I know there is an angle, and I can't see it. And I hate not being able to see it, especially because I'm such a highly intelligent person.
Ay, 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 ay. I am the Frito Bandito. Hey, I like Fritos corn chips. I love them, I do. I want Fritos corn chips. I'll get them from you. Ay, 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 ay. Oh, I am the Frito Bandito. Give me Fritos corn chips and I'll be your friend. The Frito Bandito, you must not offend. Munch, munch, munch a bunch of Fritos.
Ah, that makes me feel good. Hey, by the way, I have a little something for you. A little gift idea. Get someone in your life the Hero Arrow. You've heard me talk about the Hero Gun, the non-lethal gun forever, and I still love it, and I'd still recommend it. The Hero Arrow is a little different, though. It's a little smaller. It's about the shape of a remote control, really. And it kind of operates like a remote control. It has this cover on top, but you just slide the cover down, and then you have three buttons in front of you. Two of the buttons, it's this double barrel blast of this Pavo gel, this pepper gel. You blast it at somebody, it'll save your life, man. This stuff will stop someone in their tracks. The middle one, underrated, it's this ear-piercing siren. That might be more important than the double barrel blast. If you find yourself in trouble and set that thing off, it's going to freak somebody out. Go try the Hero Arrow. I think you're going to dig it. Hero2020.com. Code Jesse gets you a special discount on it, all right? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. You don't need a concealed carry permit. State restrictions may apply. Hello, Dr. Jesse. I am a dime in my mid-20s, and I agree what you said about women in heels. I wear heels every day at my work. God bless you for that. Anyway, she said, so I wanted to ask, are cowboy boots accepted as high heels? I own a couple pairs and will want to know, should I wear them out on dates? Listen, thank you. Oh, my word. Ladies, all of you, go get a pair of cowboy boots. The wife has a pair of cowboy boots. A woman in cowboy boots and shorts, or cowboy boots and some skirt or something like that, is smoking hot. Chris, you don't agree? Do you people not like cowboy boots? They're Jewish cowboys, aren't they? There have to be Jewish cowboys, right? I mean, it might be hard to find kosher food out there on the plains, but so you don't dig on chicks in cowboy boots? What's your boyfriend think about that? What do you mean it's okay? That's a great look. That's a man. Michael, I need you to chime in here. Dimes in cowboy boots, smoking hot or just okay? See, thank you. Thank you. Michael said hot. What even is that question? Chris, sometimes I worry about you, man. Look, that's a good point, though. That is a good point. Chris said as long as it's not flat, he doesn't care. Ladies, once again, you've been lied to by a society full of effeminate men who won't tell women the truth. And that's why you think wearing those little ballet flats, that's why you think it's acceptable. And I'm here to tell you, it's not. It is not acceptable. They are the least flattering, worst-looking thing I've ever seen in my life. To which you're probably sitting there saying, oh, but you don't understand. They're comfortable. Okay. Sweatpants and a wife beater, that's very comfortable for me. Should I wear that on a date? Oh, is comfort all that matters now? Look, I didn't say it had to be stilettos, right, or cowboy boots, but take those ballet flats you have right now, take them out back, go get some lighter fluid, douse them in that, and set those things on fire, all right? Don't worry. We still have another hour. Someone wants to know, should he make his son join the military at this point in time? Some guy wants to know about hitting women. What? Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.